I'm Pat. Come here for a second, won't you? Good little bitch. So obedient. Comes so quickly when called. Get on your knees and massage your mistress's feet while I tell you about the lovely idea I had. Bitch, that little object between your legs is looking awfully sad. Tell me, how long have you been locked in that cage without relief? Has it been that long? You must be so desperate, so frustrated. You've been such an obedient bitch lately. Mistress is going to give you a choice. Are you ready, Pat? Listen closely. You're to choose option number one or option number two. First option is nothing. You go about your day, locked in your cage, no relief, nothing. Everything stays just the same. Don't like that idea? Well, you can always choose option number two. Option number two is Goddess unlocks you. Then she strokes you nice and hard and lets you come. It's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? I bet you can't even remember the last time, can you? I bet it hurts to even think about it. I bet your cock is straining against your cage, just thinking about mistress allowing you to come. Does it hurt, bitch? I bet a nice, hard orgasm would make it feel so much better. So, what's your choice, bitch? Number one or number two? Well, aren't you anxious? So quick to pick number two. You want to be let out of your cage, feel your mistress's hands all over your pathetic cock, and be allowed to come, don't you? Of course you do. I approve of your decision. Let me just get the key and unlock you. Oh, I may have forgot to mention a few things. Silly mistress, some very important details slipped her mind. First, the entire time you're out of that cage, you will be servicing your owner's pussy. I'm going to unlock you, then I'm going to straddle your face. Your slut tongue is not to stop pleasing your mistress. Understand? You had better fucking service me correctly, slut. Next, and this is the part you want to really pay attention to. Mistress is going to edge you over and over. She's going to spit in her hand and stroke you. Get you nice and hard. Then stop. She's going to use her fingertip to trace a line up your shaft. Gently tease the tip. Just how you like. Then stop. She's going to wrap her fingers tight around the base of your little cock and pump up and down fast and hard. Then stop. She's going to dig her fingernails into the flesh of your cock. The pain so rich and deep. Then stop. Again and again. Mistress is going to bring you to the brink, make you moan and scrum. Then stop. Don't you dare fucking come until you're given permission, bitch. Lastly, and this is the best part, mistress is going to let you come. You want that so bad, don't you? Do you want to know how? I'm going to stroke you so fast and so hard until you can't take it any longer. Then she will make you beg. when she is satisfied or bored with your pathetic pleas, she will say now. And I know you will explode for me at my command, because I know how desperate you'll be. Too bad Mistress's hand won't be touching you while you come. Oh, that's right. Just at the supreme moment of pleasure, right as your cock starts to twitch and spasm, right as your balls start to clench, right at the point you want it worse than you wanted anything in your life, I'm going to let go. You'll get to come. Oh yes, but it will just spray weakly into the air. Your orgasm, the acclamation of weeks of desperation, locked in your cage, an hour spent being brought to the brink, ruined. Mistress will squeeze your balls, make you pathetically shoot every drop of your load. Your cock will drip cum onto your thighs, then shrivel up, weak and small. A mistress isn't even going to clean a mess off your body when she locks you back in your cage. You'll get your orgasm, but it will be completely and totally unsatisfying. It would be worse than if you just chose option one and suffered through just a normal amount of frustration. Mistress will laugh at your pain and suffering. It will make her own orgasm by your tongue so much sweeter. I want to grind my hips down, forcing your tongue deeper. I know you work even harder to please me, praying your beautiful mistress would grant her pitiful toy mercy. You can give up on that idea right now. You'll get no mercy. You're only getting frustration and desperation from your mistress tonight. Now, pet, ready to begin?